one single visit from you, and my life has been shifted. Too thankful, so thankful for favor. Yeah, I pray you send to me. No pain, no victory.
KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. I'm talking five cities strong all day long. Wisconsin and Arizona yesterday certified the results of the election, and President-elect Joe Biden will certainly take office come January 20th, and both Democrats and Republicans are offering their support for the integrity of the election, and the beat goes on. What else is going on? We've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church coming up next. And at the bottom of the hour, more music. And we'll take your request at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Let's give you today's Bible Jeopardy clue one more time. This is from the category Letters or Epistles to the Churches and Believers for 400 points. Fill in the blank. It is better to marry than to blank. Is it suffer, burn, remain single, or cohabit? We'll have the results coming up next hour. Stay with us.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
One thing that we count on, this will be all over. because somebody in here got to know that morning is hot. Somebody got to know that morning is on the way. We fix ourselves up for futuristic living on this side. But you got to fix yourself up for futuristic living on the other side. We do things to prepare our future on this side. But we got to do some things to prepare our future for the other side. We have your Bibles. I don't want to bore you long. I'm going to try to do this in the spirit of the will and the aid of the Holy Spirit. We're going to go in the month of January. We're going to go to the 8th chapter of Acts. And we're going to probably be the first through the 8th verse. But we might be able to just one verse at a time for the Sunday night. See how God will work. Acts, the 8th chapter. How did you say amen? It's to your community. We've been out of tune for Bible class. I pray that the Lord Reverend Gary get us here on Tuesday. I'm going to have Reverend Gary too. Appreciate you, man. Have to say amen. And Saul was what? Consenting unto his what?
Yes.
And at that time was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, we're going to key in on the 8th verse every Sunday. And there was great in the city. And let's just talk about here, and I'm going to try to do that in series. And there was great joy in the city. That's our key text. But we're going to try to walk it down from the 8th on down. Sometimes it's hard to find joy in the city. For when we take a look at our city, they're not like they used to be. And now it's hard to locate joy. Well, let me digress and let me come back at you another way. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. Have anybody in the house told the Lord thank you? Only taking 1 second. Yes. He's given us 86,400 seconds in a day. Has anyone in the house have taken time to tell the Lord from where he has brought you from? 86,400 seconds in a day. At least 1 second out of that 86,400 seconds, we could at least set aside time for a simple thing. Yes. So it's hard to find joy in the city. Well, But can you give me a definitional meaning that can bring joy a little closer to my house? Where we can identify and we can shout about it all over this house. Joy, J-O-Y, Jesus over you. When Jesus is over you, then you can find joy in Jesus. Because he's leading you, he's guiding you, he's protecting you, he's taking care of you, he's in the car with you. When Jesus is over you, then he's guiding your life. So now, have we changed the definition? No, but we have incorporated the Lord in our joy. Joy, Jesus is over you. Do I have a different now? Someone identifies that Reverend, he's over in. This, can someone say, not only is he over in Reverend, but he's all in?
Yes.
This joy that I have,
yes.
I just can't keep it to myself. This joy that I have, I just can't keep it to myself. So now it's difficult to find joy in the city. Because now we have a chaotic city.
Yeah.
We have a city now that no longer believes in prayer.
Right.
We don't open up our communications in the city with prayer. We say, well, we're going to have a moment of silence. Well, I'm glad God wasn't silent in his heart for my life. I'm glad he was speaking this morning as it referred to my life. Everybody else in the house, aren't you glad that he spoke in your life? And said there's a brand new day, December 1st. You're almost over. I'm glad he spoke this moment and just didn't leave me silent as we like to do prayer. Prayer ought to be a vocalized expression from the creature to the creator.
Yes, sir.
It ought to be a vocalized hallelujah. Where the creature is telling the Lord, thank you for his many blessings. It ought to be a vocalized expression where God is in the center of your praise. And your prayer ought to turn into praise because your praise ought to be incorporated with your prayer. So many things going on in the city.
Yes.
Now, children are raising adults.
Say that.
That's in the city. Kids killing kids, that's in the city. Mass shooting in school, that's in the city. So the city doesn't look like it used to look like before.
Yeah.
Now you got balls and cameras and all kind of things at your house in the city.
Yeah.
When you used to have a school.